obviously it started with Friday, which was, in my view, like another Kandahar, you know, another Islamic Friday, rather than just a day that represents all of the political sides and the political factions of Egyptian society. What happened was they decided to leave at 6. As usual, they do this for a number of reasons. They always play a game of pressure, but also of alliance with the SCAF, and they don't want to change that formula. The sit-in did not include many Islamists. The square was forcibly cleared the next Saturday morning. It angered a lot of people. They returned, and we had a tremendous day on Saturday with very, very brave defenses against the lines of the Ministry of Interior. The presence increased. It was reminiscent of Jan 25th. And then today, you really feel it's the beginning of the second wave of the revolution. The military police came in, they cleared the square, they retreated, the protesters are back, stronger, great spirit, enormous challenges. So many people dying either through live ammo or injuries and so forth, and people are persisting.
What are the protesters' demands at this point?
It's a difficult question to say. Their main demand is the downfall of SCAF. That's what the protesters are saying. Now, the political forces are asking for more concrete and specific demands, and there is therefore a gap now between what the politicians are saying and what the revolutionaries are saying. Revolutionaries are saying they want the downfall of SCAF. They want them held accountable for all that's happening. And the thing is, we're watching our comrades being killed, and the politicians are making these demands like a rescue government and a timetable for transition and postponing elections, things like that. And of course, they're not totally united on these demands, specifically postponing elections. The Islamists are not for. Even if elections are held, they'll definitely be discredited in many ways. Another market change is the fact that you have little representation of specific revolutionary groups. You have people there as independents, but you don't have signs saying April 6th or this, that, or there are not many.
But the people in the square, are they similar to the people that were involved on January 25th, on January 28th?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, very much so.
Much of the weaponry that's being used against the Egyptians in Tahrir and throughout Egypt are made in the U.S. How would you characterize the United States government and SCAF's relationship now?
The linkages between the U.S. and the SCAF are very, very clear. The U.S. Looks at SCAF as their ally and partner. It's the entity that they can most trust in a very important region. I don't think the U.S. is interested in seeing an independent and democratic Egypt.
Are people that are protesting saying that they will stay in Tahrir until SCAF is gone?
Very much so. I mean, like I'm saying, people are dying and they're still there. And the spirit is very, very strong. The numbers are good. They'll be increasing. I'm optimistic. I think most people are.
The morgue, there are about 30 martyrs' corpses lying down there. They're refusing to make any reports on how they were killed. They were mostly shot at. They were heavy machine guns used. 2 hours ago, I witnessed it personally, used in the street.
There's a field hospital set up.
The field hospital that's just been attacked 20 minutes ago. A doctor, a friend of mine, the doctor, was volunteering there, told me that they had to run, leaving the wounded, because of tear gas, because of an intensive use of tear gas against the field hospital.
Who's attacking the people?
Look, you cannot tell from a distance, but they're mainly at 5:30 p.m. they were military police, but since yesterday it's been central forces attacking.
Can you tell me what people are chanting right now?
Oh, they want down the scarf. They want the scarf to go down.
And are they planning to stay in Midan Tahrir until the SCAF steps down?
People are planning, and we got like the Salafis, the group of the presidential candidates of the Salafi religious group, in Tahrir Square. They're not participating really in the fight battle, but they're present in the square. They're asking for a sit-in. So this 6th of April. 6th of April movement as well are asking for a sit-in. Well, not only Cairo, by the way, in Alex and Suez as well.
And Yahya, what are you planning to do? Are you going to continue to go to Tahrir?
Yeah, of course I'm continuing.
Why are you willing to risk your life?
I'm risking my life for the past 9 months, you know, to get our country free. Free from military, we need a civil state. Free from military rule. We need to advance. We need democracy. Basic human rights that are being violated. People are getting killed without any reason. And those who kill are good one punished. We need our economy to recover. These people are incapable of doing so. They're incapable of leading a transition to democracy. So that's why we're willing to risk our lives. Because if we don't risk our lives, they will end up getting us all in a total and entire mess. We cannot afford to keep this anymore going.
Thank you, Yahya.
Thank you, Lilith.